right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle. I know we're still experiencing some technical difficulties with this, and anybody doing a podcast, don't use StreamYard because it's terrible. They've shit the bed completely. I'm convinced it's not user error. So yeah, partly cloudy, coming to you live from New York. Crazy, weekend, trying to do Christmas with the fam, and then heading to DC for tonight's big game, Giants Redskins. After I get off the air with you guys and man, a little too much Vito last night. So yeah, partly cloudy. I'm going to be driving straight down to DC for the game tonight. Thank goodness it's an 8 p.m. start, giving me enough time to get myself down there and get ready for, amounts to a playoff game. Who cares about FIFA? Does anybody even still watch that? I didn't know. But yeah. So anyway, I don't understand what this garbage is now. It's not like, streaming. This is stupid, this StreamYard. I got to get rid of it. So any suggestions out there, let me know, because this has really turned into garbage. Getting annoyed with it for the third week in a row that it's not working. Stop telling me to plug it into a fucking wall. I plugged it into the wall. It's plugged in. So, and it's still doing this crazy stupid shit. So I'm getting annoyed with it. But on to other things. And of course, Billy doesn't know how to tell time, or, even text me. I got this new highfalutin job now. So he's too upper crust to even get back to us peons anymore. So, he's got a new job. The Eagles are what, 11-12-1, whatever the hell they are. He forgot where he came from. Let's just put it that way. I think he forgot where he came from, but so we'll see. We'll see how that works out. We'll go from there, because I the fuck is going on with this thing, man? I don't even know. This is terrible. So it's not even streaming. So I have no idea. And we'll get into, and anybody catch the biggest game of the largest comeback in NFL history? I mean, poor Matt Ryan. I tell you what, now he is the quarterback of record to have, given up the largest Super Bowl lead, and now has blown the largest regular season lead in NFL history. So there's your next trivia question. But man, I don't know, because the Giants face both the Vikings and what's going on. And we'll see, because it's not, yeah, I'm, it's a lot today for me. Plus, these issues are really getting me annoyed with this stupid shit. I swear, these fucking guys, they don't get back to you the email because, you know, you can't call these idiots. They're touch-tone tough guys. They're, you know, they just like to type away. You know, they don't want to talk to somebody. You know, so just absolutely ridiculous with this stuff. So on my last nerve with it, and you know, where was I with the Colts? Billy said he's having some technical difficulties as well, trying to get on. But I don't know, but I know 3 weeks in a row, it's not me, because I followed their step-by-step bullshit, and it worked. So I don't know. It's not even, is the counter even working or what, you know? So, but I have no idea with this thing, but you know, just you know, but you know, because I have no idea if I'm on or not. This stupid shit not working. No one's answering. No one's doing anything. So I have no idea what the fuck's going on. So you know, this is stupid shit, man. I'm telling you. But you know, how do you get with these guys? I don't even know. These guys are horrendous. And so again, streaming terrible. Don't use them. You know, trying to send them a message while this shit. Yeah, I don't know. God, I can't even, you know. Terrible. Terrible, this thing. Terrible, you know. I put start chat, it not even, what a waste this is here. Un-effing believable this is. And unbelievable. Yeah. Huh? I can't, you know. So it's saying something's happening, but I have no idea. I can't tell. There's no nothing. It would have been nice if someone put something in the comment box to know if I'm on, instead of coming in and making a lot of noise during the show if I was on, you know. But yeah, and oh, look at that. Yes, we hear you. We see you. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. So I don't know. Get in. Well, thank you for, I appreciate it. So, Yeah, you know, we'll get into it. I'm gonna, like I said, I would be driving down, you know, and get to the big giant game. It's a playoff game. You know, it is technically a playoff game. You know, the 49ers did us a big favor on Thursday night, beating Seattle. Now every Giant fan is a Jet fan today at 1 o'clock because the Jets got to beat Detroit. They beat Detroit, and then the Giants win. I mean, we're in the driver's seat for a playoff. And as much as I talk about and hyped up about it, I'm very, very, you know, iffy on it because it's just a I don't understand. I don't understand, but it, you know, so it just, you know, I'm having these technical difficulties and, 3 weeks in a row with this stupid service that is terrible because I keep cutting out. So I have no idea if I'm on, if anybody sees me, it's not even telling me that I'm on, you know, it usually tells me I'm on. And I didn't get anything that say that I'm on, nothing. You know, someone reached out and said they see me, which I appreciate. But you know, this is just Mickey Mouse all of a sudden, this service, you know, and I'm over it, you know. It's not working. 3 weeks in a row, and it happens, you know, I don't do one every day. I do it once a week. I'm on once a week. I expect it to work when I get on once a week, you know, redonkulous. It really is. So, I guess over the holiday break, cause obviously we'll be taking a break for the holidays since the holiday falls on a Sunday, you know, I'm not going to be doing a show next Sunday or the Sunday after because of the holidays. So we'll go, you know, so we'll do a little, take a little hiatus and hopefully I'll find a different service to work this because it's absolutely redonkulous that it's not working, you know, and their only thing is plugging into a fucking wall. It is plugged into a wall, you jackass. So, and it's still not working. Anyway, back to it, you know. So, you know, Nevada Nick used to get on me about this, that it was me. It's not. It's these guys are you know, these guys are the are garbage here. So I'm just over it. But like I said, you know, after the show, I'll be packing up here, pay $1 million in tolls. That, you know, it costs me more in tolls than it does anything else this trip. That's why I hate coming up here. So, you know. New York, you know, with these friggin' tolls in Jersey, unbelievable. So we'll go down, we'll head down, and get going. I heard a beep. Oh, there we go. Let's see if I can add you in here. And,
yo,
I hear you. I don't see you, but I hear you.
You don't see me? Yeah, I'm having computer difficulties, man. I had to reset my computer. It's a mess.
That's all right, because the StreamYard is giving me issues, and I'm just over this stupid garbage, you know. Third week in a row that, you know, because I don't know if we're on. Like, it's not sending me that, you know, where I'm streaming at. It usually tells me, oh, there you are. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, man?
Awesome. So I was waiting for you to show up because, a former player of ours played a phenomenal game yesterday in the Celebration Bowl.
My God.
And came out victorious. So big shout out, Robert Mitchell. Both Billy and I had the pleasure of coaching that young man and watching him, you know, grow and flourish has been a real treat. It's been kind of awesome. So,
yeah,
you know,
I'm telling you, there's no more physical lineman offensively than I've coached in Robert Mitchell. That guy's physical.
Absolutely. You know, and here, you now, you know, and listen, I haven't been in the college coaching side of things in, you know, over 10 years now. So, but I believe that that young man will be in an NFL camp. And just cause, you know, Billy, the guys from HBCUs that get drafted, you know, there's a few guys that you just take out of that mix, but for the most part, they transferred from a big time school and played there and got drafted. So that's why I feel like, you know, even though I know Deion has made that big push in the HBCU and getting cats looked at, and look, 10 years ago, I had all 32 teams roll through my office looking at guys. So it's not like they're not getting looks, but it's that whole, well, the talent level, they're not playing against the big talent, you know, but let me tell you, Robert Mitchell going to get into a camp this season, whether it be by draft or by free agent, he will be in an NFL camp and will not surprise me one bit that he makes the team.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, him and I talk on a pretty frequent basis, and you know, I told him, I said, dude, you know, whether his journey is just amazing. Like most people won't don't know this, except a few of us. But Robert Mitchell, actually, his senior year was going to quit the first game. Mm-hmm. He was going to quit. I remember walking back in the locker room. I said, no, you're not going to quit. What you're going to do is you're going to come out here, you're going to play your game, and then if afterwards on Monday morning you feel the same way, by all means, walk out. But the thing is, he faced adversity, and look at him now, man. And you know, you just got to feel so good for that kid. That was one kid, and I say it all the time, you never had to beg Robert Mitchell to come to the weight room. Yep. Never. And it shows. I mean, that guy, he was naturally strong, and he just
he was a late one of those late bloomer kids, you know, one of those kids that didn't, you know, we as coaches saw it. We saw, man, this kid gets in the weight room and does some stuff, man. He can be a next level kid. And that switch turned on a little, like didn't get flipped till later. Right. Where, you know, he didn't get any offers coming out of high school. He had to go to JUCO route. He went to JUCO, and you know, he got there, and I think that's when that switch kind of flipped, because you know, now you're with guys, because you know, he's up there at Lackawanna and playing some schools where some of those big schools kind of like to stash guys. So you're playing with some D1 guys, and I think that helped him realize that, you know, hey, I can play with these guys.
Right. And I say it all the time. Guys are like, yeah, I got to go here, I got to go there. You know, if you're good enough, they'll find you. You'll be found.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. And all those guys that just, you know, those big 6'2", 6'3" and above guys that just, no, I'm not really that good. Let me tell you something. You can coach strength. You can coach a little bit of speed and quickness. You cannot coach size. Right. You never have enough linemen. If you are a big guy, trust me, play football. They hand out opportunities like candy for bigger guys. They do. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's an unfortunate reality of the sport that we love and we coach. You never have enough linemen, not enough big ones anyway.
Right. Right. And you know, guys that wanna compete, and you know, so it's awesome to see, you know, and I'm really hoping that, you know, come April we hear his name, you know, come up to the podium and someone says his name, you know. But I can almost guarantee this: whatever camp he is in next summer, I think Coach Billy and I will be making a road trip to wherever that is. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. So,
yeah. I told him, I mean, if he makes it that far, I'll travel to I'll sit in, with a suit and tie and Radio City Music Hall with him. I will.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. That'll be, you know, it's fun to watch the journey. And, you know, like you said, it's just beginning for that cat. So awesome. Oh, yeah. Awesome deal, you know, and, you know, and lucky enough, even though, you know, small Delaware, we've had some cats come from Delaware. I mean, you know, you got Deron Harmon still in the league. David Sills, and you know, some other guys that have, you know, made their way to the league, you know. So he's got some guys that he can kind of lean on. It's not a he's not going by himself, you know what I mean? He's not trying to find his way in the dark. There's some guys that lit the road up a little bit for him to follow. So which is a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you now, he'll be I don't know if there are any guys, and I could be wrong. I think Henry White might be the only one, possibly. He'd be one of a very few short list of Cape guys that went to the NFL.
Yeah, real short.
Yeah, I think it's so. Was Henry White one? I gotta check that out later. But yeah, I think he might have been the only one.
You would know that more than me, Billy. So, you know, I'm as you can tell, I'm a little partly cloudy, a little extra vino last night. I'm up in New York doing a little family Christmas this weekend, you know, and so I've been making the rounds, trying to anyway, making the rounds and you know, heading out. So and of course I gotta give a shout out to my buddy Tommy at his place, Stonefire, up in Mount Kisco. Nice. If you're ever up that way, anybody up that way, stop in. Don't mention Coach, because you know he might charge you an extra service charge for knowing me. Listen, the food is second to none. I mean, phenomenal. I mean, he really took care of us. You know, I mean, look, we sat down, we put our drink orders in, and food was coming to the table already. We didn't even, you know, make order. He just, you know, rolled out the red carpet for us. I appreciate that, you know, and
that's impressive.
It was good times. I appreciate it. So awesome stuff. And, you know, now it's just too quick. You know, you try and fit everything in, you know, you've been away. You can't see everybody. You can't fit it all in. So, and I apologize, but you know, it's a quick jaunt because Billy, I'll be at the game tonight. I'm going down to DC and, I'm going to be in my full Giants gear and ready to roll, baby. It's game day, you know, thank goodness the game's at 8:00. I'm not rushing.
Man, you must be taking off tomorrow, man.
Oh man. I'm telling you what, man, I do not think that I'm going to be able to make it to work tomorrow. If I do, it'll,
be foggy.
Oh yeah, Augie will be an understatement. So, you know, it's, but I'm excited. I can't wait. You know, we're gonna, you know, once we wrap up the show here, pack my bag, you know, say my goodbyes and hit the road, man, and nice. Start south with you know, from what I understand, there's a lot of Giant fans out there gonna be heading south. There's a lot of tickets still available online. I mean, this is literally a playoff game for both teams, you know. You had San Francisco really helped us out with a big win Thursday night. And now we just need to be Jet fans at 1:00 and hope they take care of business with Detroit. And, you know, and then obviously we have to take care of our own business.
So. I got to ask you, is this going to end in another tie?
Come listen, on, man. Listen, I'm telling you what, because I honestly thought that they were going to make it a tie. And I don't know if you saw last night in the Indianapolis Indianapolis, Minnesota game, the record for that, for leads that big, 1500 and something, 1-1. When you have a big lead like that, and now it's 15-2-1. And poor Matt Ryan is now the quarterback of record for the largest Super Bowl collapse and the largest regular season collapse.
Jesus.
I mean, what a way to go in the record books. And I love Matty Ice. I always thought he was a good quarterback. He was a guy that didn't get enough help. Come on, tell me when you know, when he had a good receiver, when he had receivers there, Julio Jones, he was, but they never had pieces. They never had a defense. You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, he never really had pieces around him. I feel like he's the, this era's version of Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, you wouldn't be too far-fetched to say that. I mean,
come on. Cause look, when Donovan McNabb had a receiver, he went to the Super Bowl. He didn't, you know, and you can argue all you want, but I firmly believe that once he got a legit receiver, which was Terrell Owens, they went to the Super Bowl. And of course, Terrell Owens did Terrell Owens things and blew himself out of things. But, you know, when he got his guy, he was able to show how good he was. And now you're kind of seeing that with Jalen Hurts now. I mean, you put a legit receiver with him.
Receivers.
Look, everybody compliments everybody now when you have that one big threat. And it's AJ Brown and it is, but you kind of that one piece, like you always say, you know, it's a $1 million machine waiting on a 2-cent part. Well, they finally got that part, and look how smooth that machine is running. And part of that, I believe, is Miles Sanders. I can't believe this is his first season with 1,000 yards rushing.
Yeah, I mean, he's rushing like he should have been doing this all along. But I'm going to say one thing, though, Coach, honestly. Like, you can't discount Devontae Smith. I mean, yeah, he's 300 yards underneath A.J. Brown. But, I mean, he's a nightmare, too, because he's such a – he's like the modern-day DeSean Jackson. He really is.
Right, because you have a legit guy to take the top off. And I always say that. You need your number one guy to be that – you know, the guy that can play basketball down inside the red zone, that big body receiver that can make some plays and get down the field. But on the other side, you need a guy that can take the top off.
Yeah.
Because that, and you know, because now you're putting your defense in a bind. Well, where do I move guys to? Because, you know, and now all of a sudden tight ends are just big kids that can catch, you know, I mean.
It's like a 50 caliber, man. A lot of bullets in that bad boy.
Yeah, man. I mean,
a lot of bullets, man.
Where, you know, you just kind of keep putting a defense in a bind constantly of where you're going to go.
I mean, you got Gainwell, you got Scott, you got Goddard, you got Watkins, Pascal. I mean, these guys could all, you know, they're all great role players. And it reminds me a little bit of that Super Bowl run team that they had, where it was a lot of role player guys that could play well. And I'm telling you, if they finish out this season, the rest of the season undefeated, oh boy, playoffs looks really good.
Yeah, but I just feel like today's kind of could be a trap game with Chicago. I just feel like it could be a trap game.
It is Chicago. The only thing they are known for right now is their deep dish pizza. That's it. Like, come on.
I was waiting for you for this, because okay. You know, when I went up to pick up my daughter at the airport, you know, listen to Philly sports talk.
Right.
Philadelphia is some whiny ass bitches. Can I just tell you? Why? You guys are just whiners, man. I mean, here's the thing. And I'll go back to baseball where they kept saying, you know, oh, Philly, the stadium was so loud, you know, it was one of the loudest they've been. And then, oh, San Francisco was one of the loudest stadiums. And people start bitching because, oh, you know, big deal. You know, who cares? Just, you know, you can't just put your head down, do your work. Like, you know, and I feel like Jalen Hurts and this Eagles team has the mentality. They've shut the noise out because the fan base getting upset about Micah Parsons. And, I mean, the dude gave you some props, man.
I couldn't give a rat's you know what about Michael Parsons. That's why when you said,
I mean, whining, you know,
I'm not whiny, man. I'm just saying,
but, you know, I'm just saying, like, it's not good. Like, I just feel like, oh, well, you know, geez, you didn't give, you gave this other team more props than you're giving us at just when they were this good or whatever. Like, it's not cares. Like, why be worried about what they did for other teams? Who cares?
I'm just gonna say this. You look at the resume. You look at the resume, right? They lost to the Jets 31-10. They lost to the Packers 28-19. I mean, the proof's in the pudding, baby. They're not really a good team. I don't know if it's the organization. I don't know what it is, but they just can't get it together.
No, I look. Let me tell you, watch out for Chicago now because they have a couple of high draft picks. They have a ton of cap space. They're going to make some moves. And now all of a sudden your quarterback was starting to show some flashes. Now, granted, he gets hurt and that kind of sets up a red flag for me when you got a, you know, running quarterback that gets hurt.
Right.
So, you know. We'll see. I think Chicago will be. I tell you who's in a downward spiral.
Who's that?
In that division. It's the Green Bay Packers.
Well, we said, you know, that's what happens when you break up with the prom queen and go out with the computer club kick queen. That's what happens. I mean, you couldn't be, and I know people are going to give me a lot of crap for this, you couldn't do what Tom Brady did and take a pay cut to keep that guy. You couldn't do that. Your pride wouldn't let you. It's not like you're hurting for the money.
Right.
Just couldn't say, hey, man, give him some of my money so that way we could keep him, keep the pieces around. And you know, the selfish guys think they can do it all, man, and keep the money. But you can. And, you know, everybody – and I've certainly hated on him too, and I – honestly, even him being a Michigan guy, the pretty boyness just killed me. But, you know, you got to give it to Tom Brady. Tom Brady sacrificed a lot of money that he should have been paid so that his team could be successful. I mean, he incenses the ultimate teammate.
And honestly, you know, if you talk to guys in the league, that was their biggest gripe with Tom. Was not anything on the field. It was the fact that he was taking pay cuts to get pieces around him.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like, hey, you're kind of screwing us out of money, you know, because, you know, you should be one of the top guys being paid. But, right. You know, you back up the Brinks truck and honestly, I think Lamar Jackson too, I think, you know, you're going to find him. I think, I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens put the tender tag on him, where they're going to receive two first round picks back for if he signs somewhere else.
Oh yeah, they're definitely going to do that. But
I don't see them paying him $40 million a year. I just don't because I just think that they're gonna, you know.
Has he done anything to say he's worth that?
MVP. Can't, you know, now his playoff record is not that good, but and then you could point to Dak though. What did Dak Prescott do? And he got a Brinks truck full of money.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Lamar Jackson's problem was the same problem McNabb had when that reporter said all he does is run, and then he tried to sit in the pocket and try to prove people wrong and change his game, and it made it worse. Just stick to what you know.
All right. Well, let me tell you who's getting a giant pay bump next year. Is your boy Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you remember, he was a second round pick, so he didn't make all the money. What's up, Sammy?
Oh, Sammy. What's up,
man? Sammy, man, I'm heading to the game. Let's go Giants, baby.
Yeah, he's busting y'all up today. That's right, Sammy. That's right.
Yeah. I don't think so today, buddy. I don't think so. I think the Giants are coming in, gonna pound the ball with Saquon, and we're gonna have a day today.
I just hope it's not another tie. That's all I don't want that. That was crap.
Look, the NFL needs to get rid of ties. Just get rid of the friggin' tie, please. Do what college does. No ties anymore. Just can't.
Yeah.
So
everybody gets a possession but you don't have to do it at the 20. Do it at the 25, I guess, or the 30.
I'll do it at the 35, and let's move on with our day.
Yep.
It's the NFL guys. They can start at 35 and let them roll in, man.
The Giants have packed it in. Saquon has a neck injury. You have no receivers, and Jones is on his – backing someone up next year. is he wrong?
Oh, man. Look, I don't know that they've packed it in, though. This coaching staff, totally different, man. These guys play for Brian Daboll. I mean, he's going to have a game plan, and they're going to play. And, don't count out my boy Darius Slayton now. Don't count him out. Don't count him out. And look, we've seen it. I believe Daniel Jones is like the number three rushing quarterback in the league. So, let's go, baby.
Oh my goodness. You guys are something. You're something, man. I'm telling you, I can't wait to see the outcome of this game. I'm going to call you and text you the whole entire time. Oh man, but we might as well go down this list, man, of what we got today. We got Eagles and Bears. I'm going Eagles by 14.
Man, this could be a trap game.
Oh yeah, where are you going with?
I'm just going with the Bears just to go with the Bears, because how can I pick the Eagles?
Hey man, somebody's got to be the heel. I get it. you got the Falcons and the Saints. I'm going Falcons.
Is anybody even watching that game? But they're starting the rookie Desmond Ridder at quarterback. But I still think the Falcons win it. Yes,
yeah, and you know what? I think people will watch because the Saints are like a bad car wreck that you can't run away from. You really can't. So. We got the Lions and the Jets. I'm going with the Jets.
I got to go with the Jets because I need the Lions to lose. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Let's go, baby.
All right. We got the Steelers at the Panthers. 3-4 away. You know what? I say they pick one up. I'm going Steelers.
Man, and Beans, you're going to be mad at me. But Carolina's on a roll here. If they win and Tampa Bay loses, they're in first place. This is a big game for Carolina. Come on,
that is sickening to think. With that record, they'll be in first place. Oh boy, yeah. Well, I'm still going with the Steelers. You got the Cowgirls at the Jags. You know what? They've had a big game at home against some people they shouldn't have beat. I'm going to go Jags with the upset.
Me too. I like it because they barely squeaked by the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going Jags with the upset. You got the Chiefs at the Texans. If the Chiefs lose to the Texans, they should opt out of the playoffs. I got Chiefs. I got Chiefs by 28 plus.
Oh my goodness! But I think the Chiefs win. I you know, the Texans have been playing some good football lately. I don't know about that big of a margin, but I think the Chiefs win comfortably.
All right, you got Kyler Murray, the mental midget, and the Cardinals.
Yeah, but he's out. He's out.
Oh, right, well, he's out. They might have a chance. They might have a chance then. So Cardinals versus the Broncos. Russell Wilson is arguably one of the worst quarterbacks.
He's out too. Our worst. Russell Wilson's out too.
And,
so
and his backup's just as bad. So I'm going to go with Cards.
Yeah, I think the Cards win because the mental midget's not in.
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, I think any quarterback is a better fit than Kyler. For Patrick Peterson to say, and he's a mild-mannered guy, for him to go, you know, Kyler Murray cares about Kyler Murray, and he doesn't say anything bad about anybody. That should tell you a lot about Kyler Murray.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the Patriots at the Raiders. I'm going to go Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots. Titans Chargers at in L.A. Chargers. Home cooking.
Yeah.
That stadium's pretty tough to win in if you're tough to win in if unless you're the Rams, you know, then you know, oh, you can beat them anytime. You got the Bengals at the Bucks. Showtime Joe, baby. Joe Burrow, I'm gonna go back.
Like I said, I think if the Bengals win and the Carolina wins, Carolina's in first place.
Yeah, that's sickening to say. All right, a fan prediction. Sammy says Washington's defense is top five in the league. Oh boy. Ain't no one running on us. You're going to need big plays, which we haven't given up since week six. I plan on Heineke having a day. Fabian on Terry too is bad news Bears. He's got DC winning 24-13. Oh man.
All right. Well, we'll see. Oh, we'll see. We'll see there, buddy. We'll see. I believe that I believe you're wrong. I think the Giants I think the Giants win this game 2017. It does come down to the wire.
Last time it ended in a tie and had no business, so Sam, you can't say top five and it ended in a tie like that. I typically stay away from this game, but this one, I'm going to be the heel. I'm going to say the Commanders by three, by field goal.
All right.
In overtime.
No overtime needed this week, baby.
Overtime, baby. I'm going to say in overtime by three. And then, of course, last but not least, we got the Monday night game, the worst Monday night game by far. The 4-9 Super Bowl slump Rams versus the 5-8 discount double check Aaron Rodgers Packers. Oh, and it's in Green Bay. I'll give Green Bay this one.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they're winning in the cold.
Nah.
Come on, Baker Mayfield, though, on a roll.
We talk about Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield's the quarterback for the Rams, buddy. Where you been? Under a rock?
I know that, but again, it's Baker Mayfield. Come on, even a trash can gets a steak. He had one good game, and now we're acting like his nickname is it Baker Apple Turnover Mayfield because he bakes turnovers. Are you kidding me? You're going okay. I say Packers by.
No, I agree the Packers are going to win this game, but come on now. You got Baker playing quarterback now.
Oh man, it could. Let me tell you something. It could be whoever playing quarterback. It's the Rams. They have too many pieces that they need to put together in order for that team to be complete again. I mean, you lose Von Miller, and you know it's obvious that Von Miller was the key to Aaron Donald doing what he did. Because now you know all they got to do is take care of Aaron Donald. Then who else do they have? You know, and.
Yeah, but don't they have Floyd too?
Okay.
I thought
they have Floyd, but let's not get crazy here. It's Floyd.
All right.
Let's not get crazy. So I don't. I mean, they don't have any cap space. They're gonna have to get rid of some people in order to do some things this offseason because they
still don't have a first round draft pick.
No. So they're gonna have to cut somebody major. And I know they don't want to part with Aaron Donald, and I know they don't want to part with Cooper Kupp, but one of them are gonna have to go, honestly. And if it's me, I gotta say, I mean, I part with Aaron. I mean,
what's upstairs, Mr. Vegas?
Got the plastic covers on the couch. Hey, Pasano. What's the matter with you, huh?
There you go, man. What the hell?
Oh, Stizzy, man. How you been, Stiz?
Stiz, Mr. Vegas. Surprised you made it out alive.
Oh, God. Oh, boy, that guy Stiz, man. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting week for football. And, you know, and then once that this week is over, then we get to the meat and potatoes. Good old college football, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep.
Who you got in the playoffs?
Bowl week,
man?
Started. Bowl still starting. Bowl starting, man. You know, so come on. You knew they weren't going to let Ohio State, Michigan play again each other unless for the national championship. Come on now.
I'll be honest with you. I was a little against it. Like playing them twice a year is kind of like, you know, it's weird. Like you only play them once a year. Cool beans. Move on. Playing them twice. But
the next time if you play them again, it's for all the it'll be for all the marbles. And I'm sorry, I think that Georgia Ohio State game will be the better of the two games because honestly, I think Michigan just kind of, you know, lays the smackdown on TCU. I mean, I'm all hyped that TCU made the playoffs. Hey, Big 12, you know, you finally made the dance. Well, I'm sorry, Oklahoma was there for a while, but you know, when you get a kind of a, you know, let's call them the redhead stepchild kind of made it into the playoffs this year because right. You know, without Alabama and Clemson in there, so you know, so I think it'll be Michigan and the winner of Georgia Ohio State, which you know I would love to see Ohio State Michigan rematch. I think a lot of people would.
Oh my God! In the championship, though, whoo,
yeah,
that could get ugly very fast.
Yeah, very fast, man. So we'll see, man. We will see. So all right, well, we're off for the next 2 weeks. So maybe I think I'll check with Billy. Maybe we'll come on Monday night, the 2nd of January. Maybe it'll be our next broadcast. You know, take our little Christmas vacations, and you know, we'll come back. We'll come back on New Year's on a Sunday. So, you know, maybe we'll come back on and do a little Monday night gig and go from there. But I want everybody to have a very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Anything else that you celebrate, you know, Festivus, everything else. And, you know, have a Happy New Year. And we'll see everybody next year. So be safe and go Giants.
Go Birds.
Why is it?
It's still live, brothers.
I know. I keep hitting the end broadcast. It's not ended.
Yeah, it's still on. I'm looking at it now.
So am I. I don't know why. I hit end broadcast. See, this is the thing that's killing me, this fucking what the I've hit end broadcast 3 times and it's not.
You might just have to leave studio, man. We get to leave studio with the folks.